lovers they can't divide, making it side by side. Trouble may be around us, standing on ground and we won't give in. Swimming against the tide, making it side by side.
I'm sorry, Daddy, I can't. I'm going shopping with Mom. Didn't you know? Yeah, she arrived 2 days ago. Yep, it looks like she'll be here permanently.
Daddy, watch your language.
Vicky. I'm on the phone.
No, Vicky, I got an itch right here. It's driving me crazy. You got a scratch right
there. Hold on a minute.
It's right up here, right here. Get it. Yes. Higher, higher, and harder. Yeah. Oh. Oh, that feels so good.
I'm sorry, Dad. No, we're not. We're in the living room.
The nails. Use the nails. Yeah.
Yeah, we'll have lunch some other time.
Vicky.
Thanks a lot.
Thank me. Thank you.
Get the door.
Here, door.
Come here, door. Come on, door.
Hi.
What's going on, Izzy? I lost my key to the restaurant.
Looks like you lost your pants, too.
No, I got dressed like this to go to a sunrise wedding.
They let you in a church dressed like that?
What church? It was at the beach. A couple of surfer friends of mine got married on their surfboards.
Oh,
it was a beautiful ceremony. But it's kind of long. The bride kept falling off her board. When the minister said, "Do you take this man?" She said, "Erdo." So, can I borrow your key?
Yeah, I'll get it for you. Hang on.
Hi, Vicky.
Hi, Izzy. I love your outfit.
It's not mine. It's rented.
Here you go.
Hey, thanks a lot.
Right.
Hey, I'm history. Poof!
Hey, you know, you'd better get dressed.
Huh?
My mother's going to be here any minute.
Oh, that's right. Listen, how did your father feel about her moving back to California?
I think his exact words were, "First the Mexican fruit fly, now Claudia."
I knew he'd be thrilled.
Nah, actually, he didn't sound that upset. I mean, he didn't even raise his voice.
Don't tell me to calm down. Claudia just flew into town on her broomstick. That's right, and I know she's going to want more alimony. Of course I can't afford it. I don't need an accountant to tell me that. If she doesn't get married soon, I'm going to go broke. You're single, aren't you, Charlie? Oh, right, I forgot. Well, give my regards to Lance. Yes. Oh, right, send him right in. Carlo, what a pleasant surprise.
Hello, James.
Come in, sit down. So, what brings you to Los Angeles?
Well, I had to fly in from Milano to take care of some problems with our branch office here.
Well, I hope it isn't going to be all work and no play. You brought your little black book, didn't you?
No, I'm getting too old for that.
Oh, well, maybe it's time you settle down.
Yes, well, don't think I haven't thought about it.
Have you really?
Yes. But not until I find the right woman. You know, someone who's attractive, intelligent, witty.
Mature?
Yes. Oh, but such a woman is hard to find.
Oh, I'm sure she's out there somewhere. Maybe closer than you think. What are you doing for dinner?
Would you like some more coffee, Mrs. Bradford?
Oh, no thanks, but I will have another one of these. Jack, these pastries you made are delicious.
Well, thank you. I'm glad you like them. Boy, it's so much nicer having a conversation with you than Mr. Bradford. All he ever wants to talk about is why she and I haven't gotten married.
Why haven't you?
You know, Mom, we really have to go.
Oh, here, I'll help you, darling.
Excuse me. Yes, EZ.
This is EZ. Yes, EZ.
Mr. Bradford's on his way up.
So?
So? You told me to call anytime that nosy old guy's
back. That's enough, EZ.
Oh, and he was doing so well.
Go out there and tell my father my mom's still here.
Why?
Because I don't want him coming in here and fighting with her.
All right, okay. I'll...
Thank you.
Mr. Bradford, have you got a second?
For you, of course.
Well,
time's up.
Wait.
Hello, Victoria.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello, James.
Gloria, what a delightful surprise. Oh, my, you are a sight for sore eyes.
Don't tell me your eyes are going too.
Oh, dear Claudia, I've missed that biting wit.
What did you say to my father?
Nothing. But it was the way I said it.
Claudia, why don't we sit down and get reacquainted over a cup of coffee?
Why, James, what a simply lousy idea. Besides, Vicky and I were just about to go shopping.
Well, why don't you take one of my credit cards?
What?
In case you see something you like.
Now, the last time I took one of your credit cards, you called the police.
But I didn't prosecute.
Oh, thank you.
Mom, shall we go?
Oh, darling, not in that outfit.
Well, what's wrong with it?
Well, it doesn't go with what I'm wearing. Something brighter would be nice.
Brighter.
I'm glad we're alone for a moment.
Oh?
You probably think I'm a silly old fool.
Is it that obvious?
There's that charming wit again. Seriously, Claudia. Why don't you have dinner with me tonight?
Dinner?
Why not? A quiet candlelight dinner for two would give us a chance to talk over old times.
Not while I'm eating.
Claudia, please, indulge my whim to have dinner with a beautiful woman.
Well, if it'll make an old man happy.
Do I pass inspection?
Everything but the shoes, darling.
Let me guess. My shoes clash with your purse.
I know what you're up to.
You do? What? How could you possibly...
Oh, come on now, Mr. Bradford. A candlelight dinner for two. You still care about her.
Am I so transparent?
You really have strong feelings about that lady, haven't you?
Oh, I have. I have.
I knew it. I can't wait to tell Vicky.
Don't. Jack, let's keep this our little secret until we see how it works out.
Gotcha, Mr. Bradford. But I want you to know if there's any way I can help, you can count on me.
How very thoughtful of you, Jack.
Now, try the patent leather ones again.
Mrs. Bradford, I've been thinking, why don't you and Mr. Bradford have your dinner at my place tonight?
What?
Yeah, I'll make a very special meal.
No! I mean, I would feel terrible, Jack, putting you to all that trouble.
You won't after I give you this check.
In that case, how can we say no?
No, I was thinking of some place a little more special.
Jack's place will be fine. Shall we say seven?
Great.
But Claudia...
Then it's settled.
Well, how do I look?
If I'd known you were going to get all dressed up, I'd have worn something nicer.
I've got to run some errands later, so I won't see you till tonight.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye,
Daddy.
Bye. Have fun shopping.
How can we help it?
How can they help? They got your credit card. And they'll have
fun, Jimmy, don't.
I hope they don't spend too much, actually.
Yes?
Can I get you anything?
Dinner would be nice.
He's great. Oh, please. Easy. Your coffee break was over 30 minutes ago. I hope you have a good excuse.
Oh, you'll have to be the judge of that. I think it's pretty good.
Easy.
I went to mail a letter, and when I looked in the mailbox, I hear this little voice.
I don't think I want to hear this.
Hey, I went to a lot of trouble thinking this up.
just forget.
Well, can I save it for later?
Easy, will you listen to me? This is very important. Mr. and Mrs. Bradford are out there, okay? Now, if everything goes all right tonight, maybe, just maybe, they might get married again. You know what that would mean?
Yeah, some people never learn.
No, easy. Come on, remember what
I told you? I know. Vicky, you'll see the light and marry you,
well,
right?
That's what I'm hoping. I'm counting on you for some help.
Hey, well, that's what I'm here for. If you want my help, you got it. I'm with you 100%.
All right, easy, thanks.
But I gotta be out by 11.
Why?
Because that's when they pick up the mail, and I gotta see who's in there.
Claudia, you look like $1 million in that dress.
I'm glad you feel that way, James, because that's practically what you paid for it.
James.
Carlo, well, what are you... Oh, my God, I completely forgot.
Forgot what?
I invited Carlo to have dinner tonight. Well, however did you find me?
By calling your secretary, like you told me.
Yeah, but of course, yes. Claudia, this is Carlo Fabrizi.
How do you do?
Carlo's the textile king of Italy.
Please, won't you join us?
Thank you. Here, Carlo, allow me. Carlo, this is Claudia Bradford.
James, you never told me you had such a beautiful daughter.
Thank you.
Actually, she's my ex-wife.
Oh, I'm terribly sorry.
Oh, that's all right. People are always making that mistake. It's a pleasure to meet you, Carlo.
Oh, the pleasure is mine.
How charming.
And rich. You should see his villa on Lake Como.
You have a villa?
A small one.
Only 15, 20 rooms. Well, excuse me, I have to make a phone call.
Your villa, it must be beautiful.
Beautiful, yes, but lonely.
Oh. Hi, Jack.
Hey,
Hi,
Vicky.
Easy.
Hey, Vic. How was your day?
Oh, it's great.
You know, I have a feeling that your night is going to be even better.
What?
Take a look, my child, at table number 5.
Ooh.
Don't they make a nice couple?
They sure do. He is gorgeous.
Well, I wouldn't go overboard.
Oh, boy, he is really pouring on the charm.
Hey, you hear that, EZ? He's really pouring on the charm.
This I gotta see. Jack, some sleaze bag is hitting on Mrs. Bradford.
What? Hey, no, hey, come on, buddy. Get out. You
idiot!
Come back! Mr. Bradford! Vicky!
Are you crazy? Get away from me!
Carlo, please, come back.
No. That young man is dangerous.
No, he's not dangerous. Confused. You see, he had a terrible accident in the army. Fell on his head in basic training.
Fell on his head?
Well, usually he's very nice, gentle. The trouble starts when he stays in the kitchen too long. His metal plate heats up.
Metal plate?
Yes, that's what makes him such a hothead.
Oh.
Please, come back.
After what you did to me, no.
Carl, listen, please.
I'm sorry.
What got into you, Jack?
I didn't mean to spill wine on your mother.
Well, don't explain it to me. Explain it to her.
Mrs. Bradford?
Don't talk to me.
No, it's not working. I'll take it upstairs. I think I have something that'll get out the stain.
Mrs. Bradford, I was...
I said don't talk to me.
I'll handle this, Claudia. Do you realize what you have done to me?
To you?
I was this close to making $1 million business deal.
A million dollars?
Why? I think I invited Mr. Fabrizi here.
You know him?
He's an old friend.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes, and I think you would better apologize.
I apologize, Mr.
Not to me, to Mr. Fabrizi.
All right. But he was kissing Mrs. Bradford's hand.
That's part of the plan.
The plan?
Claudia was helping him help with the deal.
The deal.
Where'd you get out?
Mr. Fizzy. Marcel. Mr. Fizzy.
Fabrizi.
Bless you. I'm sorry I was acting strangely. I guess I got a little overheated.
Oh, well, you shouldn't get your head so close to the oven.
What?
I know. You'd rather not talk about it.
I wouldn't be surprised if he never came back.
Of course he will. He was very taken with you.
You think so?
What man wouldn't be?
Oh, James, thank you for being so honest with me.
Here we are.
What did I tell you?
Everything's all straightened out. So why don't you just sit down and continue your business, your dinner.
Thank you. Now, let's see. Where were we?
I believe you were kissing Mrs. Bradford's hand.
Keep up the good work.
What?
Jack, may I talk to you for a moment, please? I think they can manage very well on their own.
I'm sorry, Mr. Bradford. No, I... Okay.
When Jack says stay out, he means stay out to a school! Leave him alone!
It's all right.
But he was hitting on her!
Mr. Bradford wants him to.
Whoa, that's kinky! Did he fall on his head, too?
Many times.
You better explain this to Mrs. Bradford.
I'll handle that. I think you better do your explaining to Victoria. She didn't seem too happy.
Yes, well, excuse me. And again, my deepest apologies, Mr. Fabozo. Excuse me.
Carlos, please, let's sit back down. I promise you, nothing will happen anymore to disturb you.
Carlo, the next time they throw you out, I'm going with you.
Vicky.
How could you?
Well, if you'd just give me a chance to explain, you'll see it's not my fault.
All right, I'm listening. Go ahead and explain.
See, I planned a very nice dinner between your mother and father tonight.
I have never seen anything like it in all my life.
Huh?
This man is sitting in the restaurant having a nice glass of wine
and
a nice conversation.
I expected to see your mother
sitting with your father.
When all of a
sudden, out of the blue, this nice man gets picked up by the scruff of his neck and thrown
out
of the street like some common bum. I have never been so embarrassed in all my life.
Vicky! I'm trying to explain.
Well, who's stopping you?
Look.
So I said to the ambassador, I said, Switzerland would be just fine if only they'd get rid of all those hills.
How could you ever let such an enchanting creature get away from you?
Oh, that is the time I've asked myself that very question.
James, have you been drinking?
There's that wonderful sense of humor again. Oh, funny and compassionate. Did I ever tell you about her work with the poor?
You're making me blush.
How many women can still do that at her age?
James, why don't you do me a favor and see how Vicky's doing with my rap?
Oh, of course. Did I tell you about the time that Claudia...
Now!
I'm on my way.
Very charming man.
Yes. I thought he'd never leave.
Why don't we go someplace and have a drink?
Where did you have in mind?
Acapulco?
Nothing was going on between Carlo and your mother because it was going on between Carlo and your father, and that was business.
Business?
Yes, yes. What was really going on was going on between your mother and father, see?
No.
Vicky, it's simple. Your father wants to get back together with your mother.
What?
Yes.
My father?
Yeah.
Oh, Jack, won't you ever learn?
I'm telling you,
no,
Vicky.
No, you keep forgetting. They got together once and hated it.
Don't let me disturb you. I just wanted to see if your mother's wrap was ready.
How's everything going downstairs?
Fine, fine. The wrap, please.
Daddy, you want to hear something ridiculous?
What?
Jack just told me that you want to get back together with Mom.
Jack, that was supposed to be our little secret.
What did I tell you?
You mean it's true? Daddy, I can hardly believe it.
Neither can I. Would you get the wrap, please?
Oh, you're right.
You had to open your mouth, huh?
But Mr. Bradford...
You're doing it again.
I was...
Here you are, Daddy.
Oh, thank you, dear. I'll just run down.
I'll take that.
Claudia,
oh,
you was...
Vicky, I'm in love again.
Really?
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Ah! Yeah!
And I owe it all to your father.
Well, who else? I'll be that big guy.
We really have to be going.
You can't go now. Are you kidding? This calls for a celebration. Vicky, get the glasses. I'll go downstairs and get some champagne. Celebrate! Come out!
We really have to go.
Oh, James, we can stay for one drink.
Oh, and this is really something to drink to. Oh.
Now, I can't stay too long, darling. Our plane for Acapulco leaves at midnight.
Acapulco?
Acapulco.
Daddy, you didn't say anything about Acapulco.
No, I didn't, did I? Let me help you with those glasses.
All right, get ready, everybody. Here's Carlo.
What?
You forgot him downstairs.
Jack insisted I join you for a little celebration.
Oh, thank you, Jack. Wasn't that thoughtful of him?
Thoughtful isn't the word, no.
I'll get another glass.
Boy, this is something. Who would ever think...
Poor.
This is a night to remember.
Certainly is. Here's a toast.
No, wait, I'm not finished pouring the champagne.
Oh, hey, don't forget me.
Okay, step right up.
Okay.
You don't have to fill it to the top. To a wonderful life.
And, darling, here's to us.
To you?
Who else? Oh, Carlo, if we don't hurry, we'll be late.
You're going to Acapulco with him?
Yes. Isn't it wonderful?
Well, ciao, everyone.
Ciao, darlings. Ciao.
Daddy, I thought that you and Mom...
So did I. What a fool I've been. I'm just a plaything in her hands.
I forgot my wrap. By the way, Victoria, your father is some terrific matchmaker.
Matchmaker?
I don't know what she's talking about.
Of course you don't.
I don't. It's none of my business if you want to get married.
Married? And give up all your alimony? Don't be ridiculous.
Daddy, how could you?
Victoria? I was only thinking of your mother's happiness.
Oh, come on. You were only thinking about the alimony.
Police. Money was the furthest thing from my mind. As a matter of fact... Oh, my God.
What's the matter?
I may never see her again.
You do care.
Of course I care. She still has my credit card.
Was videotaped in front of a studio audience.
Chrissy and Jack pamper Janet for Sinatra tickets. Three's Company is next on Deja Vu.